Back. Caught you looking for the same thing.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room eating a wing dinner.
Let's celebrate our music here before it's too late.
Let's get it.
Another day in the ghetto. One look outside and I'm already upset, yo. It look about 102. It's a Saturday and Biggie ain't got nothing to do. I'm interrupted by a phone ring. Sometimes I wish I never got the motherfucking thing. Hello, hello, can I speak to Biggie? Yo, who this? Tanisha, yo, call back, I'm busy. Why don't you hit me on the box a little later? Washed up, got dressed, hits the elevator. Steps out, it's the same old scene. Dope fiend, crack fiend, I with this new team. I seen the honey with the butt looking butter soft. I know she look my better with them clothes up off. Sitting all thick with the ruby red lipstick. That's the one I got to get with. Can I get with ya? Can I get with ya? Can I get with ya? Can I
What's up, everybody? Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast. I'm your host, Eclectic. At Tweet Rhymes Life. At Encyclopedia HH. At Eclectic. We're ranking the songs on albums still. This particular episode, we are ranking Ready to Die by the Notorious B.I.G. 1994 album. So many producers, not gonna name them. 15 tracks, we're not doing the intro, and we're damn sure not doing that interlude. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna rank the songs from least favorite to favorite, worst to best, most played to least played, all of that, 15 to 1. We're gonna start with 15. Number 15 is Suicidal Thoughts. This song did nothing for me. Even the day the album dropped. I get it. I understand the thought process. I understand the theme of the album. I just never wanted to listen to it. I do use the I'm sick of talking a lot when I feel like I'd rather be dead than to do something. Like, yo, you want to go to such as, oh, I'm sick of talking. But no, I really dislike this song. This is in my top five worst Biggie songs ever. Nothing beats Busta Nut though. Anyway, number 14 really shouldn't be number 14, but a friend of mine is 14. I just don't think the song is, it's not good. At least it's better than Suicidal Thoughts. But I will at least, because I will at least listen to this if it came on the shuffle. You know, I'm never listening to Suicidal Thoughts. But I can understand a friend of mine was cut off the album. It seems like it's something there, though. It seems like maybe with a different beat.
Now when I'm fucking off gin, I'm invincible. Don't love no hoe, that's my principle. Cause the bitches come, bitches go. That's why I get my nut and I be out the fucking door. They might be the one to set me up. Wanna get their little brother to wake me up. That's why I took texts and stuff to get them off my case. Just in case the little fucker ends up misplaced. I don't give a bitch enough to catch the bus. And when I see the semen, I'm leaving. Bitches be scheming, I kid you not. That's why I keep my windows locked and my Glock cop. 10 said, Big, why you so hard on us? Why you so
hard? A different cadence or something. It seems like something's there with a friend of mine, but you know. 13, Me and My Bitch. I like the idea behind it. The track was not crazy. It was fine. It was just another throwaway track to me. I think it wasn't very replayable, to tell you the truth. Like, once you heard it and you got it, like, oh, all right. That's it. I'm good. 12, Things Done Changed. Now, I'm a sucker for nostalgia songs about the 80s, 70s, hell, maybe now the 90s. So this was dope. Now, I think I could flip this with number 11. Because number 11 is juicy. Only here because it's really popular and iconic, I guess. It was dope to me when it dropped. I mean, who was using the Entombed sample? Besides Big fucking Juicy or whatever the fuck, Big Mix, the original guy, whatever his name was. But the mere fact that it was called Juicy, and Juicy had nothing to do with the song, annoyed me. This shit could have been called If You Don't Know, Now You Know, or It's All Good, or Baby Baby. It could have been called anything, but you're calling it Juicy. Juicy is the name of the song when it's on a mixtape, because they don't know what it is. They don't know the name, the actual name. So it's like, oh, no, just put on the Juicy joint, because that's the beat. But you don't officially call this song Juicy. I hate it. Hate that. Matter of fact, yeah, that's a 12. Things Done Changes at 11. Executive decision. So, just because it pissed me off again. Now we're at the top 10. Number 10, severely underrated song. Very underrated song. Respect. This joint is dope. It's also misplaced on the album. This should have been the first track. Especially after that intro, I think people would have liked it a lot more if the album, after the birth and all that shit, and kicked off, and it kicked off with this song, and this set the pace for the album, people would have loved this song. But the mere fact that you don't listen to all of that shit, and then you get to like, what's the second last song, you're like, fuck out of here. Like, Friend of Mine should have came somewhere after, like, Me and My Bitch, or Big Papa. But anyway, Respect, underrated, number 10, should have been the first song on the album. Number 9, Gimme the Loop. On the strength of him talking to himself, also the strength of people not knowing, it's number 9. It also annoys me that they censored Pregnant. That's the hill you die on this album. All this shit that's going on this album, Pregnant is where you draw the line. Okay. They also went back and censored Blow Up Like the World Trade. But you know what? Whatever. Pregnant was listening like, yo, your tape is fucked up. But anyway, number 9, Gimme the Loop. Number 8, Machine Gun Funk. I do not like the chorus, but I like the rhymes. I'm not even too crazy about the track, but he got busy on the song, so I'll put it at 8. Number 7, One More Chance. I'm one of the few. Okay, I'm the only one that enjoys the original over the remix. So, it's at 7. One More Chance is way better. It's not way better, but it's more interesting. It's more interesting. This was like a song. The remix is like, let's go make some money and let's go put this on the radio. This is a song. Anyway. Also, this song has something to do with the title. The remix has nothing to do with it. All right, anyway. Number six is the title track, Ready to Die. I really like the track on this. Has some scratching. Anytime you have some scratching, I'm probably going to like it. Lyrics were dope. The merry outro was whack. But yeah. Six. Number six. Now we're at top five. We're at the top five. Let's go. Number five. Big Papa. Way more dope when it dropped. I think it got overplayed, overhyped, but you can't deny that it's a dope song. So, number five, gotta be up there. Number four, Warning. Another that I liked way before the video. They didn't even do the best part, which was the skit. Like, this is when you could do video tape stuff, and you know, they should have did the extended version with the skit and everything and just had it somewhere that you can watch. It could have been on BET Uncut, I guess. Anyway. Super dope song. Nice way to kind of flip a story. Again, if you don't have a story, your album isn't an album. Anyway.
No.
Yep. Some people want to stick me like flypaper, neighbor.
Slow down, love.
Please chill.
Drop the caper.
Remember all your peoples from the hill up in Brownsville? The ones you rolled dice with, smoked blunts, and got nice with?
Yeah. That's my man Fame up in Prospect. But they're my peoples. Now, love wouldn't disrespect.
He didn't mean them.
No, they schooled me to some chumps that knew you back when you was clocking minor figures.
But now they heard you blowing up like nitro.
Great, now they want to stick a knife in my windpipe slow.
Thank fame for warning me, now I'm warning you.
So you got the Mac, tell me what you want to do.
Damn, why they want a sticker for her paper?
Damn.
We're at top three. Number three, Everyday Struggle. I love the track. The sample is perfection. I like it more than the actual rhyming. Fucking. And Alberta smoked 2 tacks. Can you believe that Alberta took out 2 tacks? You know why they call them 2 tacks, don't you? He ain't use either one of them, I guess, because Alberta. Anyway. He got busy on the song. They kind of hate I Got a Tech with air holes. It's great. All right. Number two is my favorite song on the album. Everything is dope about it. The only problem is it's too short, and it's The What. Lifted Troop. You can bring your white ass crew. I got connections. I get that stuck like glue. One of my favorite things Biggs ever said on any song. Excuse me, flows just grow through me like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches, it's the praying mantis. I don't know, the wordplay was crazy. I'm a huge fan of this song. It is my favorite song on the album.
Is there ever anything weird between you and Big?
Nah.
At all? Everyone's like, they were going at each other on Fuck the World.
Because the whole F the World shit, and Big did write his verse. I saw him write it. And people saying he ain't write his lyrics down and shit. I saw him write it, but...
Number one, the best song on the album is my favorite Big song. The What is my favorite song on the album? Unbelievable is my favorite solo Biggie song. This is rhyming. I wish more of the album was like this. I wish he did more of this period, but whatever. Primo beat and bars. That's the equation. To think that this was the last song for the album and it didn't, almost didn't make it. It's crazy. Because really looking at it, it doesn't fit. It really doesn't. Sometimes when people say, yo, that was the last song from the album, and people are like, damn, really? That's one of the... No, I can believe it. This doesn't fit anywhere on this album at all. If you wanted to make it, it should have been the last song. It should have been the last song on the album. Maybe it's unbelievable that he didn't die because he was ready to die, and this could have been the last song. It could have been after Suicidal Thoughts, but it didn't fit on the album, but it is the best song on the album. That's the list. That is the list. 15 tracks. Suicidal Thoughts, Friend of Mine, Me and My Bitch, Juicy, Things Done Changed, Respect, Give Me the Loot, Machine Gun Funk, One More Chance, Ready to Die, Big Papa, Warning, Everyday Struggle, The What, and Unbelievable. You're not going to agree with me. We can talk about it later. But in the meantime, in between time, appreciate you.
Is it true? All I want to do is screw. Drink brew with the crew on the avenue. Ooh, I flip skins like Mary Lou. So what you gonna do when they show come for you, boo? I got girls that look like Toni Braxton and give me the skin without accent when I'm relaxing on my back. And you know what time it is. But if it's red, man, I leave it alone. She could call me on my cellular phone. And I mess around and pick you up. Take you to the crib, stick you up. Put on my silk CD and lick you up and down. Till you say stop, hit the twat till your pops call the cops. And when I make bail out of jail, I'm a whale on that tail. Because the sex never fails, I am.
King of the crates, baby.
Get shouts, give love to whoever you need to get shouts to.
All my daughter, Tiana, my son, CJ, my whole fam, you know what I'm saying, the whole Goodfellas, the whole commission, my moms, Playboy Jay-Z, Jigga.
Yeah.
That's it.